Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana. And do you have your tweeting button ready? Would you say, are you a Twitter? Are you a tweeter? Is that what you would say? We have a really exciting hour lined up, not only online, but with our guests that will be joining us shortly, Deborah Martin, who's a medium and a healer. But I really want to put a challenge out to you right now. You know, there's many times, I think, as a medium or even someone who's grieving, that we have a really difficult time dealing with balancing our grief. And that's why I think this Twitter thing we're doing and having a healer on at the same time is going to be such a great balance. Because we have this frustration because we have this loss. We can't do anything about it. You know, it's a hard thing to balance. But what if I told you that there's an organization that's behind this radio show, or I would say the radio show is behind this organization, the Forever Family Foundation, that has an annual conference that we really want to bring some light to. And what if I told you, if you were to go onto your Twitter account right now and you were to tweet out an honoring of your loved one to hashtag FFF Afterlife, that's hashtag FFF Afterlife, your loved one's name, and even a message if you can fit it in with all the restrictions of Twitter. And if you join this Twitter event, you will have an opportunity for a couple of things. We will mention and highlight your loved one's name at the conference that's taking place in Durham, North Carolina, in the beginning of November, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. But you'll also have an opportunity to win a free reading. And it's really, I think it's really, when we think of where the other side is, like people say, well, where's the other side? Well, where's the internet? Right? You know, there was a time when we used to have these things on the wall. You could dial numbers. They were called rotary phones. And we could send messages to people that we love that were living. And sometimes we'd pick up that phone. It was telepathy. We're like, how did that happen? Well, my thoughts went over the universe and my sister picked up that rotary phone. Well, there are many times you might log on to the internet and you might get a message from your loved one, maybe something in the universe coincides that you just know they turned your computer on, or you're thinking of someone and they log on to Facebook. Well, you know, when you send out a message on the internet, it's going out to where the internet is. Where's the internet? It's out in that ether, that same place, I believe, where the energy of our loved ones are. We have that ability to shift energy. That's what we're trying to do with the Afterlife Conference. You have an opportunity right now if you go to Twitter and do hashtag FFF Afterlife, your loved one's name, and you can join this Twitterverse event with other people of like minds. If you're not familiar with how to do that, if you go to twitter.com and that little search box, put in hashtag FFF Afterlife, and you will be brought to the page where everyone else is posting their message. And again, you'll have an opportunity not only to bring light to Twitter and to everyone that you believe in an afterlife, but you'll have a great way to send out into that internet ether, into that energy of doing something that we need to do when we're grieving and we can't change anything, but we can honor our loved one, and you can put out a message to your loved one. Again, that's hashtag FFF Afterlife, twitter.com. Put your loved one's name in there and we'll see what happens. You might get some support from someone else who's Twittering. You might win a free reading, but what will happen is your loved one's name will be mentioned and highlighted at that conference. And when you go to these conferences that the Forever Family Foundation has put on year after year after year, we're in our eighth year, of putting on a conference, 10 years in existence. When you go to these conferences for 2-3 days, or if you do the 4-day, whether you do Medium Monday, I'll go over everything that's going on this year. But what I find at these conferences is you have people of like mind merging onto one site, sending love and energy out into the world with a science, evidential way. People meet people from all over the country, and you have common bonds and common losses. And it's really a beautiful place to go to not only educate yourself on what's out there about survival of consciousness, the scientists, the mediums, but you meet people, like-minded people who are going through losses as well. And you can share and talk and experience. If you hear that in the background, that's my Twitter going off. I probably should have shut that down, but that's good. You're responding. But it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone to get together and really share in the common cause. And if you can't be at the conference, we hope you can. We hope you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and see all the wonderful offerings that I'm going to talk about right now. But if you can't be there, your loved one will, through honoring them by going to twitter.com, sign on to your Twitter account, type in hashtag FFF Afterlife, your loved one's name and a message. If you want to put the Forever Family Foundation website after that, you'll have time to do that to bring attention to this conference, which is what we're hoping you'll do. But if you can't be there, your loved one can. So we hope that you'll be involved. I'm always amazed at the energy and the time that the founders of the foundation put into organizing such a wonderful event for everyone. And I'm going to go through a few things right now that you can be a part of if you do want to come to the Afterlife Convention. It's called a convergence of noted organizations dedicated to the investigation of life beyond physical life. It starts November 5th and it ends November 11th. And within those days, you can choose to go to everything, or you can pick and choose certain events that are going on. I recommend that you do go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and check everything out. Membership is free, so if you'd like to get our free newsletter or even just email alerts of events that are happening with mediums and scientists, especially with this event, you can go ahead and join for free, and you'll be automatically added to the email list. But here's just an example right now of this 8th Annual Afterlife Conference. The conference itself is 2 days. It's actually the 8th through the 9th. You can add days onto that with some other events that are going on. But the specific event, which is Saturday and Sunday, the 8th of 9th of November, in Durham, North Carolina. Here is just a list of some of the esteemed presenters that will be presenting. Jim Tucker, Dr. Jim Tucker, who's representing the Division of Perceptual Studies from the University of Virginia. He's going to be presenting something called A Return to Life, Children's Memories of Past Lives. He's continuing the work of Ian Stevenson, who is a esteemed doctor who worked for many years in reincarnation. Some interesting and fascinating stories that Ian Stevens has, and Jim Tucker is continuing that work. I'm going just to see these events because it's going to be so interesting to hear his presentation. Lloyd Auerbach, who is presenting Never Be Slimed, Recollections of a Ghostbuster. Now, if you know Lloyd Auerbach, he's been a well-known and renowned ghost hunter. He's written many books. His presentations are always interesting and stimulating and fun because Lloyd has such a great personality, but you'll really love that. Another speaker is Sally Rheinfeather. She's representing the Rhine Research Center. She'll be representing Continuing Psi Experiences Suggestive of an Afterlife. It goes on and on and on. There's also mediums that will be presenting. There's a wonderful opportunity for you to help the foundation through an event we do every year called Night of Mediums, which will be happening that Saturday night, where you can sit with a medium at your table, have a wonderful dinner. There'll be 10 people at your table with one medium. And not only do you get a delicious meal, you get a wonderful message, and you also help out the foundation. I can go on and on and on. I can't take all that this time, but Medium Monday is another thing on Monday. If you want to add on to the conference, there's just so much. And I can't stop talking about it because it's so exciting. So please, if you could take some time to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and keep those Twitters coming, those tweets coming, you Twitters, you, at twitter.com. Go to your account. Put hashtag FFF afterlife, your loved one's name, and you could receive an opportunity to not only win a free reading, but have your loved one's name represented and honored at the foundation conference itself. It's really, there'll be wonderful energy there and really sending that love and energy to your loved ones and you during the conference. So check it out. I thank you for letting me take the time to talk about that. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have the honor of speaking with Deborah Martin, who is a medium with a real deep message of healing. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And did you know that they're also located on Twitter and Facebook? And tonight, you could be part of a really big thing to bring some healing and light and some understanding about your own journey when it comes to grief and missing. If you could be part of a community that, you know, everyone, and I'm sure when we bring our guest on, she can tell us this, that everyone kind of grieves differently. But when you can see a common journey that you're taking because of loss, and you can feel that community around you, it can make you stand up the next day and feel a little bit stronger. And that's what I love about the Forever Family Foundation. And we're doing something tonight. We're doing in the Twitterverse, we're sending out tweets to our loved ones, the ones that we miss, the ones that we want to honor. So if you go to twitter.com and sign onto your account, please type in hashtag FFF for Forever Family Foundation. That's F as in Frank, FFF, afterlife, your loved one's name, and tweet that out. You can also go into the search area and put in hashtag FFF afterlife and follow the Twitter feed. You might see someone else there with a common loss or a common cause or drawn to someone, and maybe they can help you in your journey. But what you'll also be doing is bringing attention to the foundation and the help and the healing that they're trying to bring when it comes to understanding what happens to our loved ones when they cross over, and also survival of consciousness. And with that, I want the opportunity to welcome our guest for the hour. I want to welcome Deborah Martin to the program. She's had a long career as a medium and is certified by the Winbridge Institute and the Forever Family Foundation. But her focus now has moved to the healing modalities, and she has a very inspiring, interesting, beautiful thing that she's doing. And I'd like to welcome her to the program right now. Good evening, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being so patient as we're trying to get the word out about the conference and the tweets. But I really would like the opportunity first for us to catch people up to what you've been doing. I mean, you've been a medium for how long now? When was the first time you started to work as a medium and connecting to the other side?
Well, as a child, I saw spirits, but in 2004 is when I really got connected with Dr. Gary Schwartz and Dr. Julie Biso through the Human Energy Labs, and then now I am a certified medium with Winbridge. So
it's been quite a few years that you had the focus of really connecting to the other side and helping people hear from their loved ones.
Correct.
And then something happened in your own natural path of growth and expansion. You've found yourself working or being drawn to the healing modalities or helping someone heal. Can you give us a sense first the difference between, say, what a medium does and what a healer would do? If you can give us a general idea of that.
Well, first of all, you know, this didn't just come to me overnight. This wasn't something that just I said, oh, I want to become a healer. I had a major transition that took place on 1/21/12, and it was a shared NDE where when I crossed over, I didn't want to come back. And I was told and had a conversation with God that I had a new mission and a duty. And with this new mission and duty, it's very profound. It's something that you can't take lightly. It's if I don't do this, I really, my purpose here on earth is not here. It's no longer, I will no longer be here. And that has taken me down several times when I kind of questioned it. Mm-hmm. So as a medium, I can see and I hear spirits and I rely messages from loved ones to the other side. Mm-hmm. So I'm their messenger. But as a healer, I not only see, hear, and feel a spirit when they speak, I hear and speak the words from God that comes through for the clients. As a healer, I can scan the body, whether they're distant or whether they're in person for a healing, and I am able to see what is wrong with the body, because we don't know anything about the person. We just know their name. We don't want to know anything. So I'm able to see what's actually wrong in the body. Mm-hmm. I hear messages that they need to hear for their healing. God will come through and speak what is the root of the problem, where it all started, how it manifested, and how to release it. He will send spiritual surgeons to come and have a spiritual surgery on them if they need one. Sometimes they just need to reconnect with a lost loved one that has crossed over to heaven, and I'm able to bring those people in. But what's beautiful is they're able to see them and witness them and have a last embrace with them. So it goes, it's like the abilities have heightened, and it's created something that really is untouchable, because we're saying, this isn't coming from me. This is coming from God, because I can't take the credit when a man that comes in, and I know nothing about him, is full of cancer in his spine and in his brain, and I'm able to see it. I also have to feel it. I have to feel. I feel what the people are going through, and I release it. And when it's released, you know, sometimes the people doing the healing will be saying, well, I didn't feel anything. Sometimes they're crying, though, because they feel the embrace of God, or they feel God come into the room. They may feel that overwhelming feeling, but they never feel the surgery that the spiritual surgeons go on. I usually take on that pain. But with this doctor that came in that was full of cancer in his spine and in his brain, he was preparing to die. He told us afterwards, you know, I'm planning my funeral. I'm dying. The only reason I really came in here is for the love of my family. And I didn't feel anything, but okay, we'll see what happens. 4 days later, he went in and had a brain scan and a spinal tap. 1 week later from his healing, he is cancer-free.
Wow.
And he's totally cancer-free. Now, that came within, you know, an instant healing. He was instantly healed. Not everybody is instantly healed. Some people, we did another healing on a man where God said, it's going to take 6 months. And we had seen that he had a brain tumor. God showed me he had a brain tumor. And he said, this is going to take you standing in my faith, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be painful, and you're going to have to walk through this. Well, 6 months later, he went in and he had an MRI, and they saw no tumor. And so then they had an open MRI. So they had a closed MRI and an open MRI, and a 4-centimeter tumor was no longer there.
Wow.
But he said, it was painful, and I had to stand in my faith, and I had to trust the words God gave me in that healing for me to step in to accept and receive this healing. So everybody plays their own role. But when you're seeing these miracles take place, you know, people say, well, how can you say that God's coming through you. How can you say that you're his vessel or his instrument or his voice? Well, how can I not say that? How can I take ownership for what is happening? Because it's the power of, you know, his energy coming through. And what's fascinating when we do distant healings, because this is a vibration that and a frequency that travels like electricity, it instantly goes to the person wherever they need to be, wherever they are. We had a lady from Shanghai, China, and we just had her name. Now, usually the distant one will send us their picture so that we place the picture on the healing table, and then I'm their proxy. But what's amazing is we hear everything, and then we send it in an MP3 file that will be emailed to her instantly afterwards. She was healed before she received her MP3.
Wow.
And that just shows you, you know, the vibration that you don't have to be here, but God knows what you need. I mean, can you imagine, as a medium, it's hard enough to tell someone, your loved one's saying this, and you're relaying the messages. Imagine being in a room where you know nothing, and you're going to tell this person, yeah, they have kidney cancer, they're wearing a bag that's attached on their left side, you know, we're going to heal this, this is going to be painful, spiritual surgeons are coming in, and you send that across the world to Argentina, and the person emails back and says, you're right, I do have a bag, and it is hanging there, and I do have kidney cancer. Like, wow. That's how profound it is. It's like every single healing is spot on with what these people are dealing with. But what's fascinating is because we don't know, and then when they receive the message, they know it wasn't from us, and instantly they own it.
Right.
And it's like you can see the transition take place. It's beyond beautiful, is what I can say. It's just beyond beautiful. And we've had this technique that I can go into this on how the healings work.
That would be great. Yeah, that'd be good if you could do that.
Okay. So what happens is, I said I was in a shared near-death experience with my friend that I've been on a spiritual journey with for 19 years now. Her name is Sherry Getten. So Sherry Getten has always been a healer, and her healing abilities were heightened. So she does the healing energy on the person that's on the table. She never touches them. But what she's doing is she's anchoring not only her or the person on the table, but me under the table, because I go under the table so that I've not aware what's taking place above, but that I'm able to scan the body. And so what happens is she's anchoring me in case I take a spiritual journey, which sometimes I take a spiritual journey. I'll be able to go to the veil. I'll be able to see what heaven's like. I'll be able to show them. Sometimes they will actually go with me. Sometimes they will just imagine it in their mind and be able to go on a spiritual journey, a guided one. But they always, if it's a loved one that shows up, they feel it. If it's God that enters the room, they feel it. There's never a dry eye. It's beautiful. So meanwhile, Sherry is anchoring. She's putting in the energy. God uses her hands. She's also taking out of the body whatever doesn't serve that person. Meanwhile, I'm under the table.
Okay.
And I am speaking the entire time. So everything's recorded. I'm seeing what the body needs. I'm hearing messages. I'm also feeling and taking on pain. I'm seeing surgeons enter the room. They're doing surgeries. I can describe the instruments. I can describe where they're at. I can describe every in detail. But what's beautiful, when God comes in and speaks words, these words are so beautiful and so profound, but yet they're so simple that we have translated many of our healings that we're going to be putting in a book, because we feel that this book is holding that vibration, that healing, that when people read it, they'll receive it.
Beautiful.
So it is. It's beyond what you can comprehend humanly, but when you read it and you feel it and you see it and you experience it, there is no denying it. Dr. Eben Alexander came in Right. He's the famous author of Proof of Heaven. Mm-hmm. And he had his own experience. And what was beautiful with him is he was able to go back to the space he was at when he was in a coma.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beyond wow. Beautiful. And to be coherent, you know, like he's not in a coma. He remembers it. He sees it. And he was able to have that connection again.
Wow, that's beautiful. I mean, it, you know, to think about the validation as a practitioner on your level that you received, you know, as you were going through that too, to have him validate, boy, I was there once and now I'm feeling that again.
Yes.
You know, as a practitioner, do you get the sense of even more of a sense of what you're tapping into when you get validation like that?
Well, you know, each healing gives something different. Not one is the same. So here you have that doctor that was a true miracle with his cancer. And, you know, he's 75 years old saying, why did God choose me? And you're saying, why not? He loves you. Many times people don't want to receive the healing because they don't feel they deserve it.
That's true.
And it's like, you are loved. God is love. He loves you. You deserve this.
Right.
And that's what Sherry and I are trying to do, is present a stage that shows the power of what exists that we each can tap into because it's all within us.
Right.
And it's pure love.
Absolutely.
Pure
Absolutely.
Love.
We're speaking with Deborah Martin, who's a medium and now healer. She is a medium and a healer. You can give us a call at 1-888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you have a question about what Deborah does, how she taps into it, maybe you've had an experience on a personal level where you felt you've been healed yourself, or maybe in need of healing and have questions about the process, we would certainly love to hear from you. What we're going to do is we are going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, we'll ask Deborah more about her experiences and the stories and the miracles that have happened through her ability to heal with her partner. But I do want to remind everyone that we are having a Twitter event right now. If you log on to twitter.com into your account, and in the hashtag area, or I should say in the search area, put hashtag FFF Afterlife. That's F as in Frank, or as Forever Family Foundation, FFF Afterlife. Also, when you get to that area, or even in your tweeting box, you can put FFF Afterlife, hashtag FFF Afterlife, the name of your loved one that you want to honor. And not only do you have an opportunity to win a free reading, but you'll have a for sure way to have your loved one's name honored at the conference this year in North Carolina. I'm Angelina Diana. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Have you lost a loved one and feel that they are gone forever? Do you sometimes wonder how people can continue meaningful lives after devastating grief takes hold? Come join Forever Family Foundation in Connecticut on July 25th through the 27th as they host a special, all-inclusive weekend of sharing, learning, exploring, and discovering. This weekend will not only deal with the challenges of loss and grief, but professional facilitators and mediums will also focus on ways we can all communicate with deceased loved ones and maintain our relationship with them. Attendees will be experiencing grief recovery techniques, spirit communication by certified mediums, meditations, psychic development exercises, and will also learn about some of the scientific evidence that we survive physical death. The weekend will feature small workshops for a relaxed and hands-on experience. Bereaved parents can also register for a separate program starting on the evening of July 24th through the 25th. For more information, visit www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call 631-425-7707. That's www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org, 631-425-7707. Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana, and you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org to see all the wonderful things that this not-for-profit does, from events to free newsletters, the latest information on survival of consciousness, certified mediums, and of course this show, Signs of Life radio show, that's brought to you because of this not-for-profit and you supporting it. So we do appreciate your support that you give to the Forever Family Foundation. You can give us a call at 888-627-6008. I want to welcome back our guest, Deborah Martin. Hi, Deborah.
Hi there.
Thank you so much, as we've been talking about your healing abilities and your journey from being a medium to moving into the vast field of healing and some of the miraculous healings that have taken place. I was really wondering if you could break down for our listeners the different types of healings that you've encountered.
Oh, sure. Now, we heal on all levels, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental. Everybody has some type of, it could be a spiritual, like you lost a loved one. It could be something emotional that you're dealing with that you didn't even know that was inside. Mm-hmm. It could be a physical problem, but sometimes we don't even know what those physical problems are. So that's why we don't want to know what it is that you have, because you might be experiencing one thing, but the root of the problem is totally something else that's causing that issue that you're dealing with. So if we don't know what it is, then we go to the root rather than what you're saying. So if you came in and said, oh, I have this neck ache, and I'm able to go to the actual root of the problem. And even like when we say mental, it's like, you know, so many people are depressed, and we see suicide people where, you know, there was a boy that came in that was very suicidal, and we were able to see by the touch of God and the words that came through his transition right after. And he said, I felt the presence of God. I haven't felt this for so long. And it changed him. And he is doing so well right now. It's just beautiful. And so it heals on all levels, but each individual that comes in is immersed with this healing vibration, God's vibration, and it becomes their journey after they leave. Some, like I said, some healings are instantaneously and some take work. So Sherry and I are always saying, you know, we teach them to, you have to light your candle. You have to go within and light your candle every day. This is something they need to do to learn to have their own connection, to releasing these things that we're feeling each day. We all take on them, but some of us aren't willing to deal with them. And, you know, we have to feel to heal. We do. We have to go to those deep places we don't want to go to in order to get those problems out. And that's why sometimes when people come into a healing and we go to those deep problems that they forgot or that happened when they were a child, they're crying because it's like, it's hard, and but when you go to the root like that, it'll never come back, and that's what's beautiful about it. We had a girl that came in. This is an amazing story. She, God came through and said, "You'll have no idea why this ever happened to you, because this happened to you when you were in your mother's womb." Now imagine me saying that. That's kind of like I'm getting this information, going, "Okay, I have to say this." I said, when you were a child, when you were a fetus, you had a twin sister, and you two were both going to come into this world. We had an agreement. You were going to be twins. This is what it was going to be like. You were so excited. Well, her twin bailed. Chose not to come. She has a hernia. Think of the hernia, the cord, the umbilical cord, everything. This is her issue. But we went to the root of the problem.
What happened
was, she's crying and crying and crying, and afterwards she says, "I've always had this feeling I wanted to be a twin, but I didn't understand it." So she leaves, and she connects with her mom, and her mom later tells her, which they've never shared this before. She never told her mom she felt like she wanted to be a twin, and her mom never told her what she was going to tell her, is when she was pregnant with her, they heard two heartbeats, and when she was born, there were two sacks.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, who would know that? Me as a medium couldn't pick that up. I couldn't pick it up from spirit, you know, spirit telling me, well, tell her this or tell her that. It could only come from God. God only knew that.
That's really,
That's very profound. And
absolutely,
those are the things that are happening. Now, we've had Karen Newell from Sacred Acoustics and Dr. Evan Alexander. They came in and did a brain study on us during a healing session just to see what's happening when we're connecting. You know, what realm are we going to? What sides of the brains are working? And what was interesting, since I am not a doctor that studies the brain, I can't really talk in those terms, but I can tell you is that we noticed that my right and my left brain were working at the exact same time.
Oh, interesting.
Which is very rare. So what happens with that is when I'm speaking with God or God speaking through me, my one brain is working, but I'm also receiving the healing for the person here is working. So you can see which brain's bringing what information through which side of the brain. Fascinating. So it's showing you like, wow, something actually is taking place here. And we have this all written up. Karen Newell actually wrote it up for that will be a chapter in our upcoming book.
And that should be coming out before December and the holidays, right?
Yes, it will. And we will have
That's
it on
so
our
exciting.
Website and we'll release it. We're so excited.
It's wonderful. It's going to do some great work. We're speaking with Deborah Martin. You can give us a call at 888-627-6008 if you have a question or you're curious about the healing process. Why don't we tell them a little bit about your websites and how they can get a hold of you if they had some questions after this interview. I know you have a few places. I think one of them is deborahandsherry.com. That's deborahandsherry.com. Sherry being your partner that you work with. Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then,
in fact, that'll show a lot about the healings. And then, you know, you can go to the Golden Miracles still, the GoldenMiracles.com, And there's a lot of videos on that website that will, there's actual video on there that Alan Steinfeld did from New Realities TV of Sherry and I speaking on how these healings are working. So if you want more, because, you know, in an hour, it's hard to get everything in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you do well, I can't say that healings are typical, but when you do your healings, how long do you spend with someone? Do you determine that ahead of time, or do you allow the energy to flow, or is there a typical time frame?
We usually do about 40 minutes for a distant healing.
Okay.
And anywhere between 40 minutes and 55 minutes, I would say, if they're in person, because sometimes there's questions and whatnot when people are there that they want to ask afterwards. But I do want you to know, I feel that everybody needs to know that we pray before these healings, and we place all of this into God's hands, because it's not up to us. It's between the God and that person who's receiving the healing and what they're going to receive. We can't be attached to any of the outcomes.
Right.
And, you know, our intentions are miracles for everyone. But, you know, like I said, some people feel like they don't deserve them, or they're not going to do their part that God tells them to do afterwards. We don't know what they do when they leave. And other times things happen instantaneously, and we're seeing these miracles that are taking place, like I said, with the cancers and things that are in China or Argentina or Hawaii. Like I said, it's not up to us, but we're seeing beautiful, beautiful results, and it's all out of love.
It's not a bad thing to base your life on and your work on, and obviously you're doing some very beautiful things for folks. Now, if there's someone that's listening now, and they're resonating with what you're saying, mm-hmm. but they don't know exactly what they need a healing for, do you know, like, if there's a sign from within that makes them feel like I do need to come in, or?
Well, everybody could come in. I mean, because we all need balancing and recentering and realigning. And we all, you know,
exactly.
When you're tuning in, you're fine-tuning your body. It's like taking your car in every once in a while to get a fine tune-up. But what you're tuning into is we're realigning and redoing your frequencies and your vibrations to God's vibration, so that you're in tune with that. And it's beautiful. So we step into and do our parts as God's instrument, and they step into just being there, open and receiving.
There you go. And so then, if you're even in a good place in your life, would you get an even extra boost, or even a more directive way of where to go? Because when people think of healing, they think there's something wrong. But could someone come to you and go, look, I'm in a really good place in my life, but I would like to know if you can give me healing so it can give me some direction to bring me even higher towards my goals or where I need to go?
You know, we tell people not to come in with any expectations. Because
that's
we don't
good.
Know what
okay.
it is that they need, but God knows what it need, they need. But if
right.
they're coming in because they're like, you know what, I want to have a connection with God, that's the beautiful thing. Everybody that comes in is having a connection, and they're having a direct connection. They're having a conversation with God. I mean, who gets that?
Right.
So,
and is there an opportunity for them to take what you've received at that moment and reactivate it when they need to?
Of course, they get a copy of it, so they can go back. Everything that is placed within them always stays in them. We seal it within them so that they can go back to that space at any time. You know, healing can be a process, and
right.
as humans, we step backwards, and we have to go back and remember what was said and do our part. And it's not always easy. Like, I can tell you, becoming to do this healing work, it was not easy getting to where I am. It took
right.
lots of hard work where, you know, I can stand up here and say, it's not an easy process. You have to feel to heal. You have to go to those deep places. But you also have to connect every day. That's why we say light your candle, because we're teaching people, if you can take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you have, and light that candle, and just have that connection, release it, surrender it, give them your worry, give them your stresses, tell them your gratitude. You know, it's like having your best friend, have a relationship, communicate. That's the key.
And if you had to give someone the advice or the guidance when it's coming from obviously a higher being, it's coming from God, how do you, you know, in your development and in your continuing work, how have you seen or how do you relay that information? Because obviously you know it's not coming from you and it's coming from a higher source. It's coming from God. Have you seen him even during your healing sessions guiding you on how to say it, not just on what to say? Is the Spirit of God moving you and teaching you how to share his word to that person in a way so that you see your development and you feel more confident in speaking for him? Because that's quite
a daunting
task.
This is what happens when Sherry and I step into the room. We remove our humanness aside.
Gotcha.
So that we can be God's instrument and voice, so that we can hear, so that we can feel, so that we can do everything in God's way. So there's nothing that is really me present. So I am coherent, you know, like I'm not in a trance. Like I am there. I'm hearing and seeing and feeling. But I don't have any ego, nothing going on with me. This is nothing that's coming from me. That's why I give all credit to God, and so does Sherry. So as I am laying under the table, and if God enters the room, yes, I do see, and yes, everyone in that room feels, and it's the most powerful feeling that I can't even describe. Now, if I take them on a spiritual journey, sometimes God will meet us where we're supposed to be. Sometimes people go to different levels than others. But sometimes he'll just greet us. He'll give us permission whether we can go to the veil. Or sometimes he brings their loved one that has passed because they know that he knows that they just need that last embrace. We've had one with suicide that was so hard. And the woman was so upset with her husband. Like, how could you do this to me? Like, how could you do this to me? How could you leave me? This is hell here with what you've left me with. And I'm mad at you. And so God brings him. It was beautiful. He says, don't be mad at him. Like she got to get it all out. And then she's like, don't be mad at him. Enough's enough. Like he was protecting the person that committed suicide and saying he was ill.
Wow.
You need to love him. He's my child like you're my child. And they healed and they hugged and they were able to forgive. And it was beautiful.
That is beautiful. I mean, when you think of how you're impacting other people in their lives and they're moving on with a new, as you say, lighting their candle or with a new step in their life. I know that you say when you bring these healings, you're not present, but what has it done for you? I'm just really curious when you reflect back on the miracles that are taking place. What has it done for you?
I've changed completely. I'm a new person. Everything that I do is trusting. I let all control of everything I do in life. I give it to God. It's easier that way. It frees you from worry, knowing that if God's in control, there is no reason to worry because it will play out the way God wants it to play out. And it's a beautiful place to be. Now, it's taken me a long time to get there, but I can say that it's my trust and my love with God, that there's really nothing that can take you down. It can be a relationship. You have to trust God knows what's best for it. It could be financial difficulty where you're not receiving a paycheck and go, you know what, God's my source. What am I worried about? Things are going to be okay either way.
And he'll Yeah, he'll help you and guide you because of the work that you're doing, but it's giving you an extra opportunity to heal the things in your life because you're seeing something greater than the things in your life because you're seeing other people receive miracles, right?
Right, right. So, and so, when God comes into the room, I see him. He's wearing a robe. And when we feel like this person is healed, and like I share this with you, or I share this person shares it with another one, we always say when one person's healed, we're all healed. We're all touched with every healing. That's why this book holds a vibration and an energy and a healing. With the words that were said, nothing was changed. These were all God's words. Nothing was altered or changed in this book. It's written as his book.
Wow.
And so they get to be part of that healing, but they can make that healing theirs because they'll relate to it and they'll hear it and feel it. And that's why I say when one person's healed, we're all healed, and that's what this book can do.
And on that note, you've beautifully summarized not only the book but your work. Deborah Martin, I want to thank you so much for sharing with our listeners and your journey, but the work that you're doing to help others feel a healing space in their life. If you'd like more information on the work that Deborah and her partner Sherry are doing, you can go to deborahandsherry.com. That's deborahandsherry.com. You can also go to goldenmiracles.com. I want to thank you so much, Deborah, for joining us this hour. It's been very enlightening and, may I say, a healing hour. Thank you so much.
Oh, I want to thank everybody, too. But, you know, I want to tell one more thing. If you join us on Facebook, Deborah and Sherry, like facebook.com/Deborah and Sherry, we put all our healing miracles on there. We put inspirational messages daily. We would love it if you would join us there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Deborah. Have yourself a great night.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for joining us on Signs of Life Radio. I want to remind you to go to Twitter, tweet hashtag FFF Afterlife, the loved one's name and spirit, and you could win yourself a reading. My name is Angelina Diana. I want to thank you so much for joining us for Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Good night, and I'll see you on Twitter.